Hi, I'm Chris Finnegan, and this week's Discovery Health podcast is all about the Duggars. Discovery Health has a new special called The Duggars' Big Family Album, premiering on September 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern. Here to talk with me about the program and about his beautiful family of 17 children is Jim Bob Duggar. Jim Bob, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Glad to be here with you.
Well, I wanted to know, how are Mom and baby Jennifer doing right now?
Oh, they're doing very good. Little Jennifer was born August the 2nd, and she is 1 month old now, and she's just so sweet and sleeping through the night very well. Michelle's been, of course, nursing her and just spending a lot of time with her, and all the children are taking turns holding her and helping change the diapers and and fixing her up, and the girls love putting bows and lace on her, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, did you ever imagine that you would have 17 children when you and Michelle originally got married? Was that a consideration?
No, actually, we thought we would have maybe one or two or three children, but Michelle had been on the birth control pill for 4 years, and then she ended up having our first son, Joshua, and then she went back on the pill, and she ended up getting pregnant while she was on the pill, and it caused a miscarriage, and at that point, we just both started seeking God and read in the Bible. It says that children are a blessing from the Lord. They're a gift from Him. And we just ended up turning over this area of our life to God. And it was amazing. Right after that, God blessed us with twins. And since then, we've had one more and one more and sometimes two more. And anyway, it's been an exciting adventure. And it's been amazing to see how God has provided for us every step of the way. And anyway, we're just one big happy family.
So how old is Josh? He's your oldest.
Yes, Josh is 19. And then we have twins, Jana and John, that are 17. And right on down the line, too, we have another set of twins, Jeremiah and Jedediah, that are 8. And all the way down to Jennifer, that's just a little over a month old.
So what is it like when you bring home a new arrival back to the house? How do the other children react to their new sibling?
Well, the new arrival gets... They fight over who's going to hold her, and they just—it's so exciting bringing a new baby in the home, and there's a lot of learning that goes on with how to take care of a new one, and the real small ones are trying to figure out, do we get to keep her, and all the responsibilities that go on with a new baby. It's just everybody just loves having a new baby in the home.
What is your favorite part of being the father of such a large family?
I tell you what, it is nonstop action around here. There's always someone to play with, always something going on. And, of course, there's always messes to clean up, and there's always, disputes to settle and all of that. But being part of a large family is very fun, and you do learn how to resolve conflicts from an early age. And you learn how to get along, you learn how to share, and it's a great experience growing up in a large family.
The news of baby Jennifer's birth was something that became a worldwide story. It was seen and reported all over the country and in countries all over the world. What was that like?
Well, we have gotten letters from people all over the world, some emails and handwritten letters. And a lot of people have said that Jennifer's birth really touched their life. And a lot of people that even have like one or two children have said, you know, if you can do it with 17 children, we should be able to do it with one or two. And our heart, sharing with the world about our family, is that we have really started looking at children as a gift from God. And we believe that if every person would look at their child as a gift from God, then maybe it would make the world a better place.
Obviously, raising 17 children, that's a full-time job in itself. But in addition to that, what do you do outside of the home?
I'm in real estate, and it's been amazing how God has just met our needs and supplied our needs every step of the way. My oldest sons right now are getting ready to start a little car business. They've been buying and selling vehicles, and I've been helping them some with that. and the girls do a lot of sewing projects and babysitting, and then my oldest daughters go and volunteer at a children's shelter, and then we go sometimes to, as a family, and go sing at nursing homes or homeschool conferences, and anyway, we just stay busy. Every day is a exciting adventure, and there's always plenty to do.
Well, with all those different adventures and all the various activities, what do you think is the key for the Duggar family? How do you stay organized?
Well, the most important thing is keeping up with each child's heart and making sure that each one has a close relationship with God, they have a close relationship with their parents, and then with each other. And if they have an offense, something that happens, something that they do, maybe one of the little ones hits another one over the head with a toy or something like that, or they take a toy away, we really try to stay on top of that and teach them from a young age that that's not acceptable behavior, and they need to treat each other like they want to be treated. And as we've tried to not just keep up with their outward actions, but also their heart, we've seen a closeness and unity in our family that is so important. And anyway, my wife also, Michelle, is so sweet, and she has purposed to not raise her voice and like yell at the children or anything like that, but she has chosen to lower her voice, which kind of gets the children's attention, and we've both tried over the years to not discipline in anger, but to discipline in love and encourage each one of the children to do what is right and to follow God's principles for their lives.
Well, speaking of Michelle, I mean, are you just amazed at her ability to keep the house running and the routines on schedule and everything so organized in the house?
Michelle is an amazing woman, and I love her very much, and she gets more and more beautiful every child that she has, and she has such a sweet and gentle spirit, and that sets the tone for the home, and it translates. Even my daughters have picked up on that, and my sons, they generally talk with a very sweet spirit towards each other, and that sweet spirit is contagious.
Mother's Day, I'm sure, is a very special day in the Duggar house, but what do you do every day to show your appreciation and your love towards Michelle?
Well, we all try to serve each other, and we try to, of course, help with all the different responsibilities. Like this morning, I was up getting everybody up, and we had some debris on the floor from over the weekend, and we were going and sweeping and cleaning and letting her spend some time with baby Jennifer getting ready. And we all just try to chip in and see things that need to be done and get it done, whether it's doing the dishes or doing the laundry. And we all just try to work together to accomplish the goals that need to happen around here and not push off responsibilities on any one person.
You've been the subject, you and your family have been the subject of, I think, 4 shows on Discovery Health. And I was just wondering, what is it like to have a camera crew in your house filming you and your family on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think it's been over the last like 3.5 years or so that we've been filming with Discovery Health, and the camera crews have been very nice, and they've just became part of our family, and they're just really, really good to work with. And at first the children were very shy around the cameras, but after a while, they've just kind of got to where they can ignore the cameras and keep on working, and it's been more natural. And when they get interviewed about their day-to-day life, at first the children were very shy, and it was hard for them to express themselves. But now they just openly express themselves and are able to share their hearts on camera with the world.
So you have a new special that will be airing this month on Discovery Health called the Duggar Family Album. Is there any special content or scene that we should be on the lookout?
I haven't seen the show yet, but, of course, we were there when they filmed it. I know there were some funny instances that happened I think you can go to YouTube and watch the bloopers and poopers. That's going to be kind of an opening scene for the show, and that probably will kind of set the mood for the whole show.
Are there scenes from the time surrounding the birth of baby Jennifer included in the new show?
We did a lot of filming around the birth of baby Jennifer, and I'm not sure what all is going to be included and what's not, but I have a feeling probably the birth of baby Jennifer will be included, and we're looking forward to seeing the show air ourselves on September 21st.
Well, now, I know you get asked this question all the time, but I just have to do it as well. Are you planning on having more children?
We would love to have more children. I've always left it up to Michelle, but we always love having a baby in the home, and it's a great learning experience for our whole family, and each one of our children are so thankful to the Lord to be here, and we couldn't imagine life without one of our children. Each one is special and has a unique plan and purpose, and we love each one of them.
Well, thanks again, Jim Bob, for joining us. Remember, Duggar's latest special, the Duggar's Big Family Album, premieres September 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Health. For more information on the Duggar family, visit discoveryhealth.com.